It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. Our next two reports may count as victories for states' rights. In a moment, we'll find out why a treaty approved by the U.S. government may not always bind the states. First, we find out how several states defied a federal security requirement. Officially, that could cause a nightmare. If your state doesn't agree to comply with a federal ID law by next week, your driver's license might not be accepted as identification at the airport. Yet the deadline might be less absolute than it seems, as NPR's Pam Fessler reports.
There's a bit of Alice in Wonderland in the debate over deadlines in the Real ID program. The Department of Homeland Security says residents of states that don't get an extension by next Monday will have problems when they try to use their driver's licenses. Homeland Security Secretary Michael Chertoff has been pressing that point since early this year.
Let me be clear about this. This is a statute. We are required after May to no longer accept these licenses at airports. We're going to obey the law. I'm not a bluffer.
But some states have been prepared to call that bluff. They complain that the new driver's license requirements are unnecessary and too costly. Several have even passed laws banning participation in the program, including seeking an extension. But last Friday, Homeland Security and the state of Montana, one of the strongest Real ID opponents, reached what can only be called a creative solution. The state got an extension without requesting one.
We're not in the business of asking states to say uncle. We're in the business of trying to improve driver's license security.
That's Assistant Homeland Security Secretary Stuart Baker. Montana's Attorney General Mike McGrath sent Homeland Security a letter listing everything the state's done to make driver's licenses more secure, while reiterating its refusal to implement Real ID. Baker replied that because Montana's doing so much, he would consider the letter a request for an extension, and that the extension was granted. Governor Brian Schweitzer said Homeland Security blinked. Baker says otherwise.
We got what we were most interested in, which is binding assurance from the state that they were going to improve the security of their driver's license. They said that it was a coincidence, and we're prepared to let them say that. We're only interested in what they're doing.
But it was an opening other states were looking for. Matt Dunlap is Maine's Secretary of State.
We were all a little surprised last week when suddenly Montana was granted a waiver. And after Governor Schweitzer's comments on your network, we were pretty impressed. You know, hadn't heard rhetoric like that in many a year.
Montana's governor told NPR's All Things Considered this month that Real ID was a harebrained scheme and that sometimes it's best to tell a federal government to, quote, go to hell. Inspired by Montana, Maine yesterday sent a similar letter to Homeland Security in the hope it too will get an extension without asking for one. So has New Hampshire, and South Carolina is considering doing the same. Maine's Secretary of State Dunlap says everyone wants more secure driver's licenses, but there are a lot of questions about what some see as a national ID card.
I think what Mainers are concerned about is their privacy. I mean, you've just had the high-profile incident in the State Department with people peeking into, you know, presidential candidates' passport records. And this is what I've heard right down the line, is that you're going to have the ability of some unknown official in an unknown place for an unknown reason looking at your records.
Homeland Security officials vehemently deny that's the case, but they've been negotiating with the states and have made some adjustments in the program. Chertoff is adamant that Real ID is needed to prevent criminals and terrorists from using fake driver's licenses to cause harm. Several states say they still won't participate. Montana's Attorney General McGrath says his state will do what it intended all along.
The fact is, our driver's licenses are secure, and we're doing a number of things. We don't need the federal government to tell us how to do this.
But that's bound to be the topic for more debate. States now face a new deadline for Real ID, December of next year. Pam Fessler, NPR News, Washington.